guys. TGIF, as they say. It's the end of another week. Unbelievable. We survived another week without martial law, without another fake terrorist attack. For those of you Bush supporters, well, sit back and relax. Don't get upset. Sooner or later, we'll have the martial law. I know you're looking forward to it. You want to have the tanks roll down the streets? Yeah. But amazingly, we survived another week, guys. Astonishing. I can't believe it. Got a great guest lined up today. Constance Cumby, author of Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. I think I mentioned her the other day as author of Lambs to the Slaughter. I made a mistake. That's Joanna Michelson. I want to get her on, too. That's a really good book. Both of them deal with, you know, New Ageism and the occult and so forth. I think Lamps of the Slaughter specifically is focused more on kids and how they're using the education system and children's programming on and on to introduce kids to the dangerous world of the occult. But today's guest, Constance Cumby, is focused more on just in general, the New Age in general, and how it's got a lot of adults fooled. This, you know, occultism. Or, if you will, Freemasonry, because that's what it is. You know, it's the same thing, guys. It's a way of selling Freemasonry and Freemasonry-type occultism on adults, very subtly, through the New Age movement. So she'll be on in a little bit after the break talking about that. As always, before we go into that, I want to mention a few things here. Guys, Aaron Russo's DVD, once again, Christmas is coming up. Buy yourself a few of them and send them out as Christmas gifts. $19.95, $4.95 shipping and handling. Great way to expose people to the truth about the New World Order, the power elite that pulls the strings from behind the curtain and has been for a long time now in this country, especially since 1913 when they established their wonderful little fraudulent Federal Reserve and the graduating income tax hijacking our economy. Picking our pockets, getting us to fund their New World Order enterprise. You can get that by calling 800-724-2719, by going to republicbroadcasting.org, or by sending a check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. I had mentioned today, or last week, that I was going to be talking today about the protocols and but things have changed, obviously, as you can see. For those who are just tuning in to hear that today, I'm going to be talking about that again next week. I actually began talking about the protocols earlier this week. You can check the archives Monday, Tuesday, because I had some guests that didn't show up, so I had to bounce, shift things around. And today I booked Constance, but I'm going to try from now on to keep Fridays open. I'm not going to book guests on Fridays, and that'll be the day that I'll go off onto my own rants. And of course, whenever we have guests that don't show up, I'll do that then as well. But so next Friday, I'll be picking up the second part of the protocols. I already started that, I think it was Tuesday. I'm going to finish that up next Friday. Maybe some other little tidbits I'll throw in there if I have time. But except for today, I'm going to try to keep Fridays open from now on. Anybody who wants to read my books, The New World Disorder, another great way to share the New World Order with people. I endeavored to cover all the bases in that book. All the major puzzle pieces are covered in substantial detail. It's a collection of all the best quotes and resources that I've been able to muster up over the past 15 years or so since I first became aware of the New World Order. I'm a quotes collector, and so I've inundated that text with just mounds of quotes, the very best sources to prove that there is a conspiracy for world government. So you can go to lulu.com, lulu.com, search for my name, Charles Giuliani, Giuliani, and you'll see that the book, The New World Disorder, along with several others that I have, available for sale there, and I'll be having more in the coming months whenever I have time to do some editing and post some more. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back with Constance Cumby. It's going to be a great interview.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined today, as I said before the break, by Constance Cumby, author of
yes,
Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow.
There were a lot of kids across Colorado that put in all different kinds of numbers. Some of them put in their Scrapie's numbers. Some people used an FSA number that's also kind of a number associated with your premise. And then two of the girls from La Plata County called in and asked if they could use
the... am I the only one hearing this?
I think we have some cross links.
Yeah, something's going on there. Okay, I think
it's
gone.
An interesting conversation, but one I'm unfamiliar with.
I was wondering if that was your voice. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm trying to figure out what is she talking about. Okay, I don't know. They must have had something going in the background.
Maybe
anyway,
okay, every once in a while, you'll get on your phone, you'll make a call, and you'll be right in the middle of somebody else's call on your line.
Yeah,
and maybe we've got one of those cross connections, and probably the best thing to do is just replace the connection if it keeps up. If it doesn't,
but anyway,
cool.
Sorry about that, but this is Constance, I'm assuming.
This is Constance.
Yeah, glad to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah, now, is that the only book that you've written, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow?
I published two books. I've actually written a couple more that I didn't send, two books have been published. One is The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, and the second was the sequel called A Planned Deception, The Staging of a New Age Messiah.
Wow. And can I ask what the other two, or are they surprised?
Well, the third one that I was, I wrote and I submitted it to Huntington House, and I didn't know that they had another agenda going at the time, and they sent it back, and I just didn't submit it to anybody else. It's a perfectly good book. Probably would have made them a lot of money, but I found out that they were charging authors to published their books and probably did not have enough to resources to print it and distribute it, and did not want to let me know that, and didn't want anybody else to have it either. So that's just sat here in manuscript form. It's too bad because it had important material and was equal to my other two books. And then
Along the same line, the New Age.
That one was still on the New Age movement and related developments, and my fourth opus magnum, which is it's eternally in process since 1995, is on Javier Solana and the European Union.
Ah, interesting. That's another whole interesting topic. But anyway, yeah, I had you on primarily regarding the hidden dangers of the rainbow.
Yes.
And very interesting stuff here to talk about. And, you know, it really is hidden, isn't it? The dangers are very subtle. That's always the way that this stuff works.
It's been subtle and probably it's become more open in some ways and more hidden in other ways. The New Agers went into a tailspin. Some of the most prominent personalities, such as Donald Keyes, virtually disappeared off the public face of the New Age movement. And then books were written expressing concern over our evidently successful campaign against it, and a Paradigm Wars World Views for a New Age by Mark Woodhouse, and a top advisor to British royalty, Martin Palmer, wrote a book called Christianity and the New Age, and I saw it at Barnes & Noble's, 50% off the lowest advertised price, which is an insult to an author on the remainder table. And 10 years newer than my own, and I probably wouldn't have bought the book except I looked through it and saw not only was it formatted much like my book, most of the book was about me. And he didn't like me very well. He said he had spent so much ink on me because I was the first book that came from that stable of Christianity. And thanks to the Internet, I was able to get even with him on the cheap with a book review on Amazon. And I said, well, since our Lord was born in a stable, according to my gospel, I would take that as a backhanded compliment.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what you get when you take a stand like that. People are going to demonize you and make you out to be the demons that they are.
Right.
So I don't seem like a hypocrite here, though I recognize the hidden dangers of the rainbow myself. I am often seen in the New Age sections of bookstores. That's one of the first sections I go to in a bookstore, simply because it's the only place to find alternative views on history and, you know, books on alternative science, and which I'm very much interested in. For some reason, they always stick them in the New Age section.
Very often that's the case. And then they stick New Age books in every other section.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's crazy. But I hate that because I don't want to be seen in that section. I can't stand that.
I walked in a bookstore in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. I was up representing a client, one of my Detroit area clients, who had managed to get himself arrested up there on a drunk driving charge. And I saw a Little Professor bookstore as I was leaving town, and you've seen this bumper sticker on the back of cars. This car stops at all garage sales. Well, I think my car stopped at about all bookstores and software stores. And I walked in and I saw a book on the table, and it was called New Age Millennium. It was on the New Age books, and I looked at the cover and I said, that doesn't look like a New Age book. That looks like it apparently would be an anti-New Age book. And I picked it up and I started leafing through, and I noticed I was quoted in several places and not critically. And I'm human, too. I thought, well, obviously the author is a person of great wisdom and discernment, and I bought the book at considerably greater cost than my own books ever sold for. And then when I sat down with the book, I noticed that the author was DeMond Wilson, who had played the son in Sanford and Sons.
Oh, no kidding.
No kidding. And I sent an email to the publisher and said, I'd kind of like to talk to him about this, and he called me back the next day, talked for 2 hours his nickel, and he had been researching it for years and had tried to reach the Afrocentric community with a presentation on what was happening. So that was nice to know.
Wow. You know, it's crazy just to give people an idea of how these New Agers think. I collect meteorites, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was browsing through an outdoor mall one day, walking through, looking in the store windows, and sure enough, there was this New Age shop, the House of the Zodiac, it was called. And ordinarily, I would never be seen in such a place. But they had some tektites. They're forms of meteorites, these glass balls of glass, you know. They had some from Moldavia, you know, out of Russia. And they looked really neat, and they weren't priced too high. And so I thought, wow, gee, I might buy a couple, you know. So I went in, I was looking at the case, and I asked the guy there behind the counter, I says, oh, could I take a look at some of your Moldavites, you know? And he's like, oh, can you wait a few minutes until the owner comes back? I'm like, you don't have the key? He says, oh, no, I have the key, all right. I'm like, oh, well, why can't you open the case now, you know? He says, oh, I can't handle those pieces. They draw too much energy from me.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, I suspect you could have picked up quite a meteorite from my office building about 2 years ago. Maybe 3 years ago. It was about the time they had sightings over Detroit. And one walked in one day, and there was a huge stone that had right on the floor, right by the drinking fountain, had punctured the roof. My office is on the third floor of a nice office building.
No kidding.
And it, we're on the top floor, and I... Yeah, nobody really knew what it was, and then when I looked at the pictures on the internet later after they had taken it out and disposed of the darn thing, I'm glad I wasn't standing under it when it hit. And
wow.
It was scary. It was right between my office, right in the hall, right outside my office, between my office and the restroom. And when I looked at pictures of a meteorite that had done some damage in one of the western states, and they showed close-up pictures on the internet, looked exactly like the rock that had been, dirty rock that had been laying in our hallway. So,
wow. I hope they didn't throw it out or anything.
I have no idea what happened to it. I think I'm about the only one that really suspected what it was. And then,
wow.
Unfortunately, a little bit later than I should have suspected. I sure saw the thing on the floor. It was there for several days until the workmen came.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Nope. I'll tell you, those things are worth more than their weight in gold.
I wish I had retrieved it.
Wow. Sitting there for days. Oh, I wish somebody called me. I would have taken it off their hands.
Although the hospital bill probably would have been considerably more if I'd been under it when it landed.
Yeah, really. So far, there haven't been any instances recorded, anyway, of people having been killed. A dog was killed back in the 60s in Egypt, was struck by a meteorite.
Well, anybody would have been struck by this one would have, they wouldn't have been feeling too good.
Wow. There's been a couple
sucker.
Instances, and this is really strange, not to get off on this tangent, but in Connecticut, back in the 60s, there were two houses in the same town within like a year of each strike that went through the roof. Nobody was hurt, but two houses in the same town, just a year apart, were struck. Isn't that weird?
Now, I was, and speaking of that, within that time frame, within the last, it's either 6 months to a year, everything is now running together for me, but I was driving north home from my office in Bloomfield Hills to my home in Lake Orion, and there, and driving north on Telegraph Road, right behind a popular Mexican restaurant in Trini and Carmen's, and the furniture store right behind it, there was obviously something huge coming in. So, and when I saw it, it was blazing, but it was something would have hit there. So maybe like morale hunters, you might want to look around Detroit for meteorite hits.
Yeah. Gee, I wish one would land in my backyard.
Yeah, I just don't want it to land on my head. I want it to land in my house. If it wants to land outside, that's fine. But that had to put a hole through the roof of through both the roof and through the ceiling and to land on the floor. It was coming in at a pretty good clip.
Right, right. Okay, guys, stick with a short break. We'll be right back with Constance Cumby talking about the dangers of the occult. Be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Constance Cumbie on, going to be talking about the New Age movement. So far, we've been talking about meteorites. But yeah, let's launch into the discussion. You know what? We already had a caller, but I guess for some reason they didn't want to be on the air, but they did mention a question for you here.
Okay.
Well, first they were asking about your website, which of course I was going to be asking you later anyway, if you do in fact have a website.
I have a blog spot, and there's a lot of traffic on it.
Yeah, if you want to mention that.
It's worldwidewebcumbie.blogspot.com. And we have a pretty lively comment section that people kind of use as a bulletin board to communicate with me and to talk about some of the issues. And then I'm also a regular columnist or with about once a month I've been averaging with newswithviews.com. They take one every day if I could produce one every day, but one a month is about what I have time to do.
Sure, that's very time consuming.
And I also have a Saturday radio program of my own on the internet now.
Oh, great.
Microeffect.com. It's on satellite radio, too, but I'll be hanged if I know how to tell you how to reach it.
But microeffect.com will...
From 12 to 2. So that's probably the most reliable way to get it if you don't have satellite radio. Speakers and interact, and there's live numbers where folks can call in and everything else and that.
Excellent. Somebody was asking, actually this same person was asking if you've heard of Project Bluebeam.
I have, and people have sent me things over the years on it, and it's been kind of hard to sort out how much of it was for real and how much of it is. It's just been a little hard for me to sort it all out, but I think some of the discussion started with some news that we had when David Spangler spoke in Detroit, Southfield, Michigan, in February of 1982. He talked about something that was being done for the New Agers at the Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine in New York City. And he said that satellite projectors had been, that laser beam projectors had been placed on the roof.
Like a hologram type thing?
And there was a lot of speculation because we were curious as to what it was for. And some of our sources said that it could be used for holograms. And so I put something like that to that effect. And in fact, I really didn't put it in my book. I had my publisher added a chapter, which in retrospect it wasn't so terrible. But at the time it disturbed me terribly because I had speculated in my talks as to what might be done about it, and my publisher adds a chapter and puts something there. But they really did have the laser projectors on the roof. I was eventually given drawings and renderings, and I think there's information available even on the internet if somebody Googles it. And then there were people that were picking up on that, and then other people that had other information, and there was a lot of talk about Project Bluebeam. One of the persons working on it died in Canada of heart attacks. He was Canadian, and I really haven't sorted it all out to know how much of it is real and how much of it is science fiction.
Yeah, stuff that isn't really well documented. It's, you know, you are dealing in the speculative, and you want to try to avoid that. But I remember reading something about that a while back. I guess there was a concern that they were going to, you know, stage some kind of.
No, I will tell you this, and this does tie in. This is better documented. The Jacques Vallée, who wrote several books, most of them well documented, on UFO phenomenon. Wrote a book talking about the cults and these possibilities, and he made reference, a footnoted reference. I don't have the book in front of me right now, but if we take a break, I could probably lay my hands on it. And the United States government, in its plans had discussed and actually made plans to have projections using low-lying clouds off Cuba to project a simulated false second coming of Christ on the theory that this would create panic in the islands and make it easier to have that Bay of Pigs abortion that went badly for us. And that technology, that was the early 60s, and if the technology was advanced to that point, at that point in time, Project Bluebeam does not sound so remote.
Far-fetched, yeah.
Not at all.
I remember, actually, part of Operation Mongoose, I think it was called. Yeah, they were going to bombard Cuba in conjunction with that, with pamphlets stating that unless they overthrew Castro, Jesus wasn't going to be able to come again.
They were going to actually use the clouds and project images on those clouds. So
right.
It may not be that far-fetched. With the technology advanced to where it is now, it is possible. But again, I've tried to stay away from the speculative. I've sometimes have mentioned it in my talks, and I was very upset when...
Well, you know, now that we're on that subject, Reagan once... I guess we're going to commercial break. Why don't we pick up with that when we get back? I want to talk about something that Reagan said that's very, very,
very good. Okay, thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. We're joined today by Constance Cumby, author of, amongst other things, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, exposing the dangers of the occult via the New Age movement. So yeah, before the break, we're talking about this, I'm sure you're aware of this famous Reagan statement. Perhaps you have the quote in front of you, I don't have the verbatim quote. But he made a statement to the effect that, you know, to have world government, it probably won't happen unless we have some major international crisis, like some invasion from outer space. Like they were actually planning to stage some.
I remember that quote.
Yeah.
And that was a very interesting one, and it's it startled me at the time. I wondered who he'd been listening to, or who he'd been talking to, or if his wife's astrologer had had a little too much influence.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
or his own personal friend, his astrology column, Carol. There was one that he said he read daily. So,
well, you know, his defenders, I'm sure, would write that off as well. You know, he was kind of getting senile early on, and he might have made a mistake. Of course, he has made some, did make some bizarre statements. He once said, "We got to do something to save the environment. We have too many trees." But I don't think in that case he was talking out of his mind. I think he
may not have been out of his mind on that one, considering the number of forest fires have been started by lightning strikes, and the brush had been a little less dense.
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's what he was. But certainly this statement here, very interesting. calling, you know, almost like he was calling for staging some kind of a UFO. And, you know, that's interesting.
Now, those plans, the New Agers have been talking those plans very seriously since before they discovered they had opposition in the form of yours truly. That 1981, Peter Lemasurier, a British New Ager, who was originally published by Findhorn Press as Thule Press and wrote books on the Great Pyramid Decoded, among other things, wrote a book called The Armageddon Script Prophecy in Action. And it did call for staging a phony second coming of Christ from the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem with sufficient detail to trick the average Christian into thinking this was Jesus, the average Jew into thinking this was their Messiah, and the average Muslim into thinking it was the Imam Mahdi. And then they had their plans, and then they said they didn't have to worry about the old age. The mass forces of the old age would go on to defeat each other in a massive mutual venting of long pent-up aggression. And that book had been concluded by saying their script is now written, subject only to last-minute editing and stage direction. Down in the pit, the subterranean orchestra is already tuning up, ready for the curtain to rise. The time for action will have come. And the action that was described in that book was pretty fancy, and they've really tried to hide that book since, which was published by Aquarian Press, Four Elements Press, Aquarian Press, and in the United States by St. Martin's Press. And now copies of that book are scarce, but we've got it in all of its glory. In fact, that's what I opened my second book with. That's what inspired the title, A Planned Deception.
You know, I want to talk in a little bit about the whole UFO scene, because there are some striking parallels between the messages that have been relayed by these beings making contacts. Matter of fact, many of these messages come through, quote, channelers, the same people who claim to receive messages from the spirit world. So there's definitely a crossover there.
Oh, definitely. Benjamin Krem himself claimed he was interested in the Space Brothers. And Jacques Vallée's books on it were just plain brilliant.
Yeah. Before going into that, though, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Messengers of Deception was Vallée's book on the topic.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. We're going to get back to that in a minute, but we had a couple questions here. I got a call or two waiting. But there was a question about Eustace Mullins. Somebody was asking what your opinion was on him. I guess they said
I am so happy you asked that. Very low. Eustace Mullins and I came to blows in 1986, 21 years ago, to be precise. And people used to mail me his book, Secrets of the Federal Reserve. And I noticed there was a strong anti-Semitic flavor, but I didn't have time to read it, really. And then I did read up very heavily on Ezra Pound, who was definitely an insider in theosophical circles deep into the occult. And Pound had been a roommate of William Butler Yeats at one point, and actually his occultism probably exceeded Yeats. And then he made radio broadcasts for Hitler and Mussolini through the war, and was hospitalized for 13 years on a pretend insanity at St. Elizabeth's Hospital. And I probably knew more about Ezra Pound than his mother, and was working on a book that never quite got finished, The Ezra Pound Connection. We did scores and just piles and piles of research on it, and the longer we dug. But I spoke in Dallas in 1986, 4th of July, and somebody stood up and asked me why I had not addressed the international conspiracy, which was the real conspiracy. And I said, well, look, folks, I said, I went to law school because it was the only curriculum in the whole university that required no math. I don't think I intelligently know the difference between a $10 bill and a treasury note. There are other folks much better qualified than me to comment on those issues. And the fellow said, well, he had, I said, frankly, many of them are so anti-Semitic, I could not in good conscience recommend them to anybody. And the person that asked me the question said he had books that were not of that sort. I said, fine, I'll be happy to look at them. I went to the restroom and kind of decompressed after the grueling question and answer period was done. And the woman came back and said the fellow that made the offer to me was getting ready to shut down the book table. Would I like to look at his materials? And so anyway, I went out and he handed me The Secrets of the Federal Reserve. I said, I have this one, haven't had the chance to read it yet. And then he handed me The World Order by Eustace Mullins.
Mm-hmm.
And the back of The World Order said, faced with their inevitable retribution, the makers of the world order will be vanquished and the people will go on to build a new golden age of peace and of peace and justice, something to that effect. And I said, why, this book looks like a call for the cleansing action and the coming of the new age. And he said, no, he said, this guy speaks against the Tavistock Institute. I said, so somebody could know that from inside. And then I looked at the front of the book, and it said, published by the Ezra Pound Institute of Civilization, Staunton, Virginia. And I went, Ezra Pound, what do you know about Ezra Pound? And the fellow said, well, he was held a prisoner by our government for 13 years. They refused to give him a trial. They refused to give him a writ of habeas corpus, and they said he was crazy when he wasn't. And the folks that had been beating the drums for Ezra Pound to free him had been the Lucis Trust folks I'd been looking at. The Bollingen Poetry Awards had been set up to give an excuse to free him. And I said, oh, that's not exactly what happened. And as soon as I knew what I was talking about, he clammed up, but not before he'd sold me $100 worth of materials discounted to 70. I didn't know that much about economics. And in one of the books, A Writ for Martyrs by Ezra Pound, where the missing links between the Nazis and the New Agers I felt had to exist, but I didn't have any real proof up until that time. And here he was documenting them in his own association in them. And I was so excited, I got to we went out to eat afterwards. It was the 4th of July. All that was open was an IHOP in Texas. And the fellow turned up, and he went out independently, but he turned up at the same restaurant, so he joined us at the table. And I was so excited at my find, and I showed it to him, and he says, have you discussed this with Eustace Mullins? And I said, no, but I certainly would like to. Do you have his phone number? And he said, oh, yes. And he opens his little black book, and he's thumbing through it, and you can tell he's staring straight at it. And he says, I don't have it with me tonight. I'll have to call you with it tomorrow. Well, when I got back to my hotel room the next night after the lectures, I had a message that Eustace Mullins had called me. And I returned the call to him in Staunton, Virginia. He was very charming, disarming. I was ashamed of myself for even thinking it. And he said so many people had read my books, he was just going to have to get around to reading them. And I said, likewise with yours. And I didn't know the phony was autographing books to people, recommending they read my very fine books that he thought would give him bona fides as a good Christian gentleman. Well, anyway, then I said, I was very surprised to see you were publishing under the auspices of Ezra Pound Institute of Civilizations. He said, I was Ezra Pound's official biographer. I said, you were? He said, yes. I said, well, then you must have known of his theosophical connections. He said, I never knew that. He kept saying, he said it so convincingly, I wanted to believe him. And anyway, I said, we better talk next week when I'm home when the rates are lower. That's when we didn't have cell phones and giving us the bargains and the ease of communication we have now. And so anyway, I got home, and the folks that had sent me his books, who were great fans of his, just happened to call, and I didn't know they had moved to Dallas. I said, well, if I'd known you were there, I would have looked you up. And then I told them what had happened, and they said, well, they could hardly believe that. They said, actually, Ezra Pound had written Secrets of the Federal Reserve, and it had originally been Pound of the Federal Reserve that they'd heard Eustace Mullins talk about that. And they finally said, we're going to check this out. And they, by the way, Pound told me Mullins told me his book on Ezra Pound had been totally suppressed by the federal government, that no copies were available anywhere. It was a lie, but there were some compelling reasons he didn't want me to see it. It documented his own links with the Lucis Trust Bollingen Foundation crowd and his own deep involvement in occultism.
No kidding. Good old Lucis Trust.
Yeah. And then he...
Alice Bailey's little creation.
Yes, and it was... I, when I they sent me those books, and they said, you're not going to believe what's in these books, and they sent me a book by Eustace Mullins called My Life in Christ. You could have carried it in a Sunday school and not attracted a lot of attention. But inside, the 12 apostles were the 12 oversouls. And he talked about the masters had used to make personal appearances, but as time went on, they no longer did that, the masters of wisdom, that he himself had been living the Aquarian lifestyle in New York as early as the late 1940s, and others were living that way as well and sharing foods and customs and sexual customs more open. And then finally, the young people that ran around with their long hair and sandals were saints and harbingers of the approaching Aquarian age. And Queen Esther was the bad one. Mordecai was the bad one. And Haman was the good guy. Anyway, I called him after I read those books. They were Federal Express to me by the folks in Dallas that said they, after 2 hours inside, they were shown all the good things by the same guy that told me that that originally sold the books to me. And they said he had pretended to be a fan of mine, but he didn't have a kind word to say about me when they met privately. And this was a very wealthy diamond broker in Dallas. Anyway, I called Mullins, and this time I got him to exaggerate, and he said that Ezra Pound had never been involved in the occult in his whole life, and he'd been such a staunch fundamentalist, born-again Christian that when William Butler Yeats got into theosophy, he said, Yeats, I'm leaving you for this. And then I said, well, how about you? Have you had any occult involvement? He said, oh, no, I've been strictly a fundamentalist, born-again Christian. I said, oh, got to go. I'll call you tomorrow. I gave him 24 hours precisely to sit on it, and I called him back the next day. And I said, you know, you almost had me convinced I should write a book and call it Ezra Pound, Crusader Against the Occult. But I've changed my mind. I think I might do another one and call it Eustace Mullins, an Aquarian warrior. You should have heard him then. He said, well, books on anti-Semitism are very successful. He said, I'm sure you'll do well with it. And then I said, I've called Southwest Radio Church. They're not going to run you anymore. He said, those bums owed me $7,000. And I said, I've got to call into Marlon Maddox. He said, you won't get anywhere with him. He re-ran. I was the most popular guest he ever had. He re-ran me 3 times. I said, I do believe he told me I was the most popular guest he ever had, and he's re-ran me at least 9 times. Anyway, Marlon called me back within 15 minutes when I was done talking to Eustace and said they were discontinuing him immediately, and I managed to get him thrown off of most conventional Christian media. And, of course, he wasn't happy with me. Then he put out a tape called The Big Lie Technique of Constance Cumby, and he kept mailing me those tapes, one read by him, one read by Lindsay Williams' wife. Very interesting. And it's been an interesting battle, but I found out he was writing under the name of Hatan. Larry Abraham told me that he believed that much of John Coleman's work was actually written by Eustace Mullins, too, that he had been told that it was a gnome diplome for Eustace Mullins, the works of John Coleman, on the Committee of 300. But the book on the Committee of 300 has references in the back, America West Publisher, to Georges Seras Hatan. That's Commander Georges Seras Hatan of the Intergalactic Space Fleet. And the book's open, Welcome Chalas. To say it's New Age is a studied understatement.
Wow. Coleman, too, huh?
Yep.
Unbelievable. And then, well, you know, I mean, you've got Pat Robertson, who wrote a really good book, The New World Order. Now here he is, one of the biggest proponents of it, apparently.
Well, let me tell you about Robertson. Nobody fought me harder on getting the word out on the New Age movement than Pat Robertson. His
really?
Fighting was vicious. And
how did he do that? In what form?
Well, it started in 1982. He tried desperately to suppress. He canceled the programs that were on the network. I'm the only person I know that's been attacked many times by name on the 700 Club. And in the meantime, he was putting out Jeremy Rifkin and the Hunters, the Amory Lovins and his wife, who's last a lawyer by the name of Hunter. I think they're divorced now. And then he said he'd been called by God to usher in the second coming, and it's in his counselor's handbook. I've got it sitting 20 feet from me, or 10 feet from me here in my office. And he also said that in his, when the Bible said every eye shall behold him, it meant on television, and he'd been called by God to stage the, to televise the event. It didn't match a thing I knew of in Holy Scripture, but it did match the externalization of the hierarchy, page 548 by Alice Bailey, when she talked about, it might be 575 and 576, about that the prophecy would, every eye shall behold him, would be reinterpreted to mean that he could be seen from the most remote part of Earth by television. And I figured if he had the nerve to say it, I had the nerve to quote him. My second book had a had a chapter on him that had quite a bit of comment. That's one reason I did not go to a major publisher on the second book. I had to get that information out there, and we did. Now, he fought me on it. He claimed he didn't know about the New Age movement and the New World Order. Parts of it are downright copied from my book, and other parts of it are not. But he and Eustace Mullins were college roommates, or not roommates, but college classmates in Virginia.
Wow. Yeah, that guy has got a lot of skeletons.
And he quotes Mullins in his book favorably.
Yeah, I tell you what, we got to go to a quick break. Be right back. Hold on, Robert. Caller Robert will be right there.
Conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, you're back on Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Constance Cumby on as a guest. Very interesting revelations. We're going to go to Robert in Salt Lake in just a minute. Thanks for your patience, Robert. Sorry about that. But, man, this is just such interesting stuff here. I just wanted you to finish with the Pat Robertson comments. I'm sure you're aware, you know, I've seen pictures of him doing this. In the context of a prayer, he has his eyes squinted. And probably as he's saying, Lord, he's holding his hand up and doing that ever famous Baphomet hand sign, you know, with the pinky and the pointer. Yeah, I mean, that's the sign of the devil.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of interesting, disturbing things and things that are still coming to light, and I could not figure out all the links, but I think it's much. I think, first of all, that it was 100 times deeper than I had any notion, and B, they fought me so hard because they thought I knew 100 times more than I knew.
Yeah, it's just a rat's nest, and the more you dig in, it just keeps going and going. It's a bottomless pit.
Yep, that it is. That it is. And
sometimes I wish I didn't know this stuff because it's just
there's
so
lots of times
horrific.
I used to tell people a good working definition of the New Age movement is something that most days I wish I'd never heard of.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible. Gino, I'm probably going to have you on again because we can't even scratch the surface in the short time we have here in one show. But I tell you what, let's go to the caller. Poor guy's been waiting a long time here.
Okay.
Robert in Salt Lake. How's it going?
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome.
I've been enjoying the discussion. Before I ask my question, I wanted to know how someone can get a hold of Constance books.
That is interesting. It's getting difficult, and frankly, Huntington House afloat for many years, and when they finally went bankrupt over their other ventures, not mine, they owed me a pile of royalties when they went under, and that's just what they reported to me. But there are some books that you can probably go to Amazon and find. I believe Human Life International may still have some left, and I believe Southwest Radio Church may have some left. Dr. Stanley Monteith has Liberty Radio, I believe. He has some, and News with Views might have a very few available in their catalog. I think they brought some a remaining stock up.
We can't get them from you directly.
And then the other thing I'm doing is I'm having the book. In fact, I'm going to just read it on the disc and kind of update it for an audio. And I may just put it on the web for download. I frankly would rather have the book in the public domain than be financially raped as I was on it before.
I have a 40-minute window where I can actually listen to the program. I'm past that window, but at some other points, it seems like there's enough dots now that it's easy to start connecting dots, and there's so many dots connectable. For example, from other media contacts that I have, I understand there's a private agreement now between the Catholic and the LDS Church, and I think with events in front of us, if you hang your hat with the church, you're in trouble. I think it comes down to one's own relationship with Jesus. I think the church are so into it, as the Illuminati would say, that they are so infiltrated.
Now, I have not heard of the private agreements between the Catholic Church and the Mormons. The last I heard, they considered the Mormons a sect, but one that they wanted to evangelize. The present Pope took stands in his former job as head of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith for the Catholics against the New Age movement. Where he is on it now, I don't know. Official statements had been released in the past, and he did take a stand against the Harry Potter brainwashing of kids to his credit.
Tell you what,
where
I,
they are now, I don't know, but I think the big threat right now is the Alliance.
Stick with us, Robert. We'll pick up then when we get back.
With recent